Pop-Up Stories is back. Our mobile storytelling series produced in collaboration with the Residential College in the Arts and Humanities at MSU starts up again for 2016 this Thursday. We'll be at the Mica Gallery in Old Town at 6 p.m. for an evening of stories about having a change of heart. Now, as a preview of what's in store, we have a story from one of the people who stepped up to the microphone at our Pop-Up Stories event last year. Tashmika Torok is the executive director of the Firecracker Foundation, which provides therapy and other services to child survivors of sexual assault. She told this story at our event at Reach Studio Art Center in Rio Town last fall.
When I was 20 years old, I left the Lone Star State for the Mitten, and I packed everything. I'm actually not a Michigan native. I am from Texas, El Paso, Texas, to be exact, which is underneath the Franklin Mountains and about 15 minutes from Juarez, Mexico. The reason I know I packed everything is because I have a very unique strategy that I like to apply to packing. It usually starts with moderate drinking and ends with a delusion. The delusion is that no matter how long I have complained and whined about my wardrobe and how I have nothing to wear, as soon as I crack open a suitcase, suddenly everything is amazing and I can't live without any of it. The last thing I remember about leaving my childhood bedroom when I was 20 years old and I was lugging all of my things out of the room, 80% of it completely replaceable and unnecessary. I know this because I arrived in Michigan in February after a blizzard without a single sock to my name. The last thing I saw was my father's ashes in the top of my closet. It's important for you to know that my mother said that my father chose to be cremated because he wanted for us to carry him around for the rest of our lives. It's also important for you to know that my father died when I was 8, after subjecting me to 2 years of severe sexual abuse. It took me a year to tell a trusted adult. And during that year, I was overcome with guilt and shame, and I felt like I balanced his good reputation on my silence. I looked at his ashes, and I thought to myself, I made a very conscious decision that I would not carry that man another step. I have never regretted that decision. As a matter of fact, the house sold. I honestly have no idea where he ended up. True story. I am now 35 years old. I run an organization that provides holistic healing services for children. And sometimes my job feels like dancing on his grave. One of our projects, we invite survivors to participate in a photographic art project, and we conceptualize their stories, and we put it into a calendar, and it becomes an awareness project, and it becomes a fundraiser. And then we do a gallery reveal where we welcome the community to honor their survivor experience. This year was supposed to be the year that I was not in it. It's been 2 years. I thought the third year would be a great year to open up that spot for someone else. Spoiler alert, everybody knows now, so my story is not, it's no longer a piece that needs to be out there. I really wanted to give it to somebody else. So I have to be prepared, though, because sometimes people back out. So I had this idea of dancing on graves, and I'm like, well, let's just shoot the photo. We're out here randomly in a cemetery. That's not true. We went and found a cemetery. And I'm like, let's just shoot this image. So we go to the cemetery, and I'm standing there, and, you know, I ask my stylist to make me look like I want to get in a fight, which, if you know me, that's hilarious. and so to me, that apparently means boots and, like, eyeliner and big hair. I don't know. And I wore leather and lace. It's really embarrassing. But I get there to the cemetery, and I'm standing there, and something just feels wrong. Besides the fact that I don't know the people that are buried in this 100-year-old graveyard, I just felt very uncomfortable. I felt very awkward, and nothing was clicking. Usually when I do these projects, when I tell my story, something clicks. It just happens, and I look at the image, and I fall in love with it, and we're done. But I didn't, and that was fine, because I probably wasn't going to use it anyway. No big deal. So I apparently do math like I pack, because at the end of our production, we had 11 survivors. We needed another image. So I would like to thank the left side of my brain for abandoning me yet again. So my photographer sends me the image, and it's perfect. And I didn't realize it at the time, but after some deeper reflection, I recognized that my job is actually not like dancing on a grave, and here's why. I am not the kind of girl that adds insult to injury. I'm not. I have actually spent most of my adult life offering forgiveness and mercy and grace to my father, even though everybody in this room knows he didn't deserve it. But I do. That's what I do. My job is actually more like breaking down stigma, healing children. It actually has very little to do with him. It's about ending victim blaming. It's about allowing survivors to find a community that will meet their stories with empathy and compassion. So I would say now that my job is not about dancing on graves. It's about being the kind of person that can recognize that the only thing better than dancing on graves is leaving the cemetery altogether. Thank you.
Once again, pop-up stories Thursday evening at the Micah Gallery with Current State and WKAR. More information at our Facebook page, Pop-Up Stories Lansing. We hope you can join us either to tell a story or just to listen.